Short Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between, and post the resulting mess for your enjoyment. This is weekly challenge number 203, and the topic is desperately ostentatious and disconnected. A little hybrid kind of topic there today. Not many entries, though. It was a bit of a challenge. That's the name of the thing, the weekly challenge. Either rise to the challenge or you just sit back and watch and just let someone else climb Mount Everest today. This one's a little too crazy. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, though, and I think you're going to enjoy them. So let's hear them in the order that I received them. And first up is Zach Mann.
This is Zach Mann. See my great coal-powered Zeppelin, your tax dollars at work. Do you know how many teachers we fired to afford this? It's for my job with one of the local departments in charge of enforcing environmental laws. I use my coal-powered Zeppelin to search for and report people breaking the Spare the Air law and using a fireplace or pellet stove on cold nights. You might think a Zeppelin is desperately ostentatious, but I think my bosses in Sacramento are totally disconnected from reality. At least they replaced the Hummer H1 that was so unpopular with the public.
Thank you, Zach, man. My dream is actually to own a Zeppelin. I'm afraid of heights, and I don't like to fly, but I still want to own one. Just to look at every now and then, maybe polish the brass railings, that kind of thing. Oh, I'm supposed to say something about, yeah. Now, if you had a hard time understanding what Zachman said, although he was clear as a bell to me, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe even their favorite song, or their favorite flower, or their favorite sandwich, so you can play that song while giving them a sandwich and their favorite flower is at the table. That kind of scene. Imagine it, if you will. I can't. But you can. Your imagination isn't addled by cold medicine. That's right. I'm not feeling too good, but the show must go on. Otherwise, there will be blood. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Now, he's got a cool announcement in this. You listen for it here. And keep Tuesday open, because this one's good.
Hey, everybody. Steven the Nuclear Man here. Just wanted to let you all know that I will be doing a reading of some of my work at Heron Island this coming Tuesday. That's the 16th of March in Second Life at 6 p.m. Second Life time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern for those of us who have problems doing math. I look forward to seeing you all there. There should be a direct teleport in the show notes. On with the story. Danielle watched the officers unplug her robotic Daikaiju. Its giant arms stopped waving to the children on the Ferris wheel. The roar faded as the speakers fell silent. Neon eyes flickered into blank darkness. Mark's hand fell on her shoulder. Danielle, it was too gaudy for the state fair. The Wreckers will be here tomorrow. Danielle's fingers wrapped around the remote. Her fingers caressed the single, large button. She pushed it. Giant batteries flared to life. The monster's eyes lit up, feet rising, breaking free. Danielle smiled, running toward her monster's waiting arms. They had a rampage to go on.
Cool. Those evil-natured robots. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Stephen, and I look forward to your storytelling on Tuesday. This is going to be cool. Yay! I'll have the slurl in the show notes, and hopefully I'll remember to post something on my site, the Second Life site that I do, to let people know. Oh, man. I need to take another shot of NyQuil. I've only had 5. That's why I'm supposed to stay awake, to wait for the cable guy to get here. We already have cable. Now we're trying to get cable internet. You see, I've been doing this all through DSL. It's supposed to be 3 meg. Actually, it's supposed to be 6, but they can't provide 6 because of the bad wiring. So they've had to max out at 3, and they regularly deliver 1.2. And so now that the cable provider, they started providing 3 about a year and a half ago when they all went digital. Now that they figured out, you know, the capacity and the demand, they've upped it to 6 and 10. And it's at a little bit more than the DSL, but not much. Because Southwestern Bell was like, oh, well, all you can get is 3 here, and you can't get any faster from anybody else, huh? We're going to screw you for an arm and a leg and a tentacle. So now the screw job is on Southwestern Bell, because also we can get phone through this at some point, and we may just dump all of it and go all... I've always had a cell phone, but the wife has a landline and that, but she uses it so little. So this should be amusing. Bye-bye, Ma Bell. How many of you people have gone completely wireless and all that? And, you know, the going the route of the head cancer kind of thing. I'm sure that's what I really have. It's not a cold. I'm going to be head cancer. My head's going to swell up. Next up is TJ. Now, TJ's been having a good time up there in North Dakota because it is the Festival of Dinosaurs this weekend. You know, they have lots of dinosaur bones, and they extract them. Although, most of the time you hear about that from South Dakota. But we don't talk about South Dakota. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and I also turned 40 this week. And this is party! Come in to my Oscar night party. We begin with the champagne and caviar. Oh, you'll love my caviar. It's from the same supplier as Croft's, but I get a deal. And the tuna mousse. Oh, I swear by my tuna mousse, it's like a cloud. Yes, you, Snowdrop, you sit there like a little lady, and Mr. Boots is so handsome, so good you could join me. And, oh, Mittens, try the pate. Crispin Glover popped his warped, worn tape of the 1985 Oscars into his dusty VCR amid his stuffed, long-dead kitties, and hit play.
Thank you, TJ, and happy birthday. And, you know, Crispin Glover just hasn't been the same since Back to the Future. I know, that's supposed to have been his breakout role, but you know what? Just come on, Crispin, do something really, really outrageous for once. By the way, it was Bruins Gotcha Day yesterday, and a year ago I was coming back from a Jonathan Colton concert and looked out in the rain, and a little tiny squeaky kitty, meow, 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 screaming and hungry and scared and wet. It was raining, you know, I was just like, okay. So I ran inside, grabbed a blanket, ran back outside, grabbed the kitten, and the little kitten was real friendly, like, hey, not scared at all. And picked him up and wrapped him up and brought him inside. My wife was like, oh, he's so cute, and now little bastard's asleep in her chair. Yes, hello. Hi. Actually, he doesn't bite. He doesn't claw. He's not a meanie at all. What about you, Nerdo? You're a butthead. You're an old butthead. Yeah, he's going to come up here. I'm recording this from the sofa again, because the headset works. I know the audio quality isn't great, but you know what? Podcasting's been around for 4.5 years. There are professionals, and then there are people who do it for the love of it. Like you people. You do it for the love of it. and then we don't spend too much. You know, I've got a whole, I bought the boom stand for the microphone, I got the mixer all set up, I got everything ready, and I'm doing this from in here. It shows you how freaking lazy I am. I should be doing this from outside. It's really nice out. So when I'm done here, I'm just going to open the door and go outside and wait for the cable dude. It's going to be cool. Next up is Norval Joe. Norval Joe's got us a story, and I think he's got a story in Great Heights, too. I keep saying that I'm going to do the topic, and I look at the topic, and I think, oh, that's a good topic, compared to, say, Desperately Ostentatious and Disconnected. I mean, what the hell was I thinking? Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to pet Nardo here for a bit while Norval Joe tells us his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 203 with a prompt of Desperately Ostentatious and Disconnected. Here's my story. Look at him, Henry said to William. One would suspect a person of high position, as he claims to be, would be more aware of social mores. Indeed, William, the other replied, after savoring a sip of wine. His choice of attire is desperately ostentatious, and entirely inappropriate for evening wear. Well said, my good fellow, Henry added. He appears either physically lost, or at least disconnected from reality. Does he think he's Richard the Lionheart? The winos scrabbled backward in the garbage-filled alley as the man pulled a sword from its scabbard. Actually, I'm King Arthur, he said. Here's a thought. Come by Great Heights this month. You got about 2 more weeks to write your own story about King Arthur. He's come back and he's got his sword. So, 2 weeks. Plenty of time. Write a story. I don't know, 300, 400, 500 words, 1,000, 2,000, even 3,000. Let your mind go wild. Come join us at Great Heights. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, I will do it. I swear, I will do it. I will swear by this sword. I will swear by this cat. What about you, cat? You want to write a story? You just want to yawn. Okay. He's being a good boy. I like to pet him while doing these things. No, he's trying to bite me. Yes. Yeah, 14 years old and you're still a bitey boy. You pain in the butt. Meow, meow, meow. Bitehead. Thank you, Norval Joe, for shaming me and reminding me. Folks, if you can't deal with the topics here, I know you can deal with them over at Great Heights. They've got good time. Now, I'm trapped in this 100-word nightmare. I can't write more than 100 words anymore. I've just done it so long that you just, you know, it's like roller skating waitressing. You try to do it without roller skates and you stumble all over. I've seen it. It's sad. Speaking of happy, here's Anima and her story. She didn't shy away from this difficult topic, so let's see what she's got.
Hello, folks. This is Anima, recording at the financially lackadaisical studios of O'Brien Estates. Thanks to TelevisionTunes.com for this week's music. Weekly Challenge 203, This Is Gained. Felix, desperately ostentatious for 200.
Susan, this pop icon underwent numerous skin and facial transformation surgeries and finally overdosed last year.
Michael Jackson!
Aww, that's not in the form of a question. Steve, you're up!
Desperately ostentatious for 800.
This Philippine beauty queen, a.k.a. the Steel Butterfly, encouraged the poor to plant flowers and declined to purchase the Empire State Building in the 80s.
Who is Imelda Marcos?
Nicely played. One moment, folks. The judges are conferring. Unfortunately, that last clue should have been for the category of socially disconnected and will not be counted. Buzzers at the ready.
Thank you, Anima. And thank you, Trebek. Did Sean Connery ever actually show up on Jeopardy? I just always wonder about that. There's one more story this week, and it's by none other than Planet Z. Please try to hold your lunch and enjoy this story.
Shirley? Winston? Not her. We can't have her bidding on the art. Which is her agent? Point him out. He'll never represent ever again. You remember the stunt she pulled last season? She bought up an entire lot, and then had it burned, smashed, and displayed in a run-down, abandoned warehouse. I know she's angry at losing her husband in the accident, but this is madness. $4 billion in the hands of an angry, sociopathic cripple. We can't stop her. She pays to keep the doctors and lawyers from committing her. Which is her agent? No. All of them?
And that's it for this week. Weekly challenge number 203, Desperately Ostentatious and Disconnected. I know it was a difficult topic, but thank you to everyone who gave it a shot this week. Now, to let them know how much you appreciate their efforts, please go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorites. That's right, favorites. If you liked more than one of them, select all the ones you liked. And then at the end of the week, we'll tally up those votes and figure out who picks the next topic. Now, the topic that's on the table now is gods, so you'll have a week to play around with that. And remember, Great Heights has a topic due in 2 weeks. That's, you know, Arthur getting his sword back. Now what does he do? I don't know. What's he going to do? You wander around London, you got a sword. What would you do? I know what I would do. But I'm going to try writing one. I am going to try writing one. I have a window open right now, and it's blank, and it's scaring me, but I'm going to try. So that's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.